Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I want to get to this because I want to pay off my tease. This is from Yahoo Sports. Executives are, quote, inching closer to an agreement to expand the NCAA tournament to 76 teams with a 12-game opening round played at two sites during the 26-27 March Madness.
So not this one, but the next year one. Next 76. I'm in favor of expanding because I know.
68 to 76.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get Mammoth State versus whoever.
Right.
In a 13-13 game to see who goes and plays the four
Duke.
Seed in, you know, Oregon.
But they have to do it because
and we're gonna get it six times.
Yeah. But these big schools, man, they're crying and they're whining, these big conferences. They don't want the little guy in anymore. And the little guy makes the NCAA tournament. You know as much as anybody, right? We watch Thursday and Friday of that first weekend of the tournament, and it's great. It's because you get the upsets, the little guys,
yeah,
people
who
are making
Sister
names.
G represent.
Exactly. Loyola Chicago, right?
Exactly.
Like you that's why the NCAA tournament is so special. So they're expanding it because the SEC and the Big Ten are basically wanting to take their ball and go home because they feel like they should have more teams in the NCAA tournament, and they wanted to say no more automatic bids for those small schools. Well, I hate to break the news to you. Those small schools that make the NCAA tournament, they get that check for making the NCAA tournament. That's their entire athletic department budget for the year when they get into the NCAA tournament. So it's big for them. And I'd rather see the winner of the Mountain West Conference or the Southwestern Athletic Conference play in the NCAA tournament than the 17th team in the 18-team Big Ten. Like, I don't need to see Rutgers in the NCAA tournament. That's a bad example because they were pretty good last year. I don't need to see Vanderbilt in the NCAA tournament or one of these lower-seeded teams from a power conference. I like to give the kids that opportunity. And I think at times we lose sight of what exactly is going on. I think high school sports and sometimes high school classes are this way as well. We want a well-rounded kid, a well-rounded person, and allowing these kids to play in the NCAA tournament at a smaller school and compete against some of the bigger guys, give them that exposure. That's great for the student athlete. That needs to continue with the NCAA tournament. And so the Big Ten and the SEC basically said, if you don't give us the amount of teams we want, we're going to secede from the union, so to speak, and we'll form our own tournament. And they would do it because they probably have got the money and the backing from somebody to do it. And that would ruin the NCAA tournament as we know it. So we expand eight more teams to allow these Cinderellas to still play and still give us that Thursday and Friday that we love. Nobody will watch that first round like we never do anyway. We'll wait till it gets to the 68 and it'll still be the NCAA tournament. But if this is what we have to do to keep the quote unquote sanctity of the tournament where we allow the Alcorn States still in, I'm all for it.
I mean, you say no one will watch. We did watch last year when it was North Carolina and Duke and Baylor, and I think that's what's going to happen.
No, I'm saying the first 2 days of that's right. Yeah,
and
but those were brand names teams, too.
And that's what's going to happen. You're acting like it's going to be Alcorn State and East Tonale State and these 12 teams. It's going to be Vanderbilt. It's going to be the Big Ten and SEC schools and Pac-12 schools. Well, don't exist.
Well,
that didn't make it.
It depends on how the seeding all falls and whatnot. But, yeah, I
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be more. This is for the big conferences. I don't think more small small schools are going to make
More small schools aren't making it. More the small schools are able to keep their spots right now. They wanted to take away the automatic bids.
Gotcha.
The big conferences have said to the NCAA, we're tired of the Southwestern Conference getting a team in. We're better. Our 17th team is better than the winner of that league.
Yeah.
Or the Sun Belt or the Horizon League or the MidCon or whatever small league there is.
All this is doing is adding more Goliaths to the fields. Yeah,
exactly. It's adding more Goliaths, but it's keeping the Davids in. If they didn't expand, the big teams would have fought to get the Davids out, and you wouldn't see those automatic bids in the SoCon Conference and that early part of March Madness where we're watching all these games and the student announcers are going crazy.
It's like... a salary cap and a salary floor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So you get to stay, but these guys are still going to be in here.
Yeah,
it's
we're going to add more of the bigger guys in.
Let's just be honest. Nobody wants this.
At the end of the day, no, I don't, but no. I know what the alternative is, and that's changing the NCAA tournament in a drastic way that isn't good for the fans.
No, you're making your product stale. This is how you make your product stale fast. You're leaving the bread bag wide open and not putting the zip tie on it. You're mm-hmm. like, well, anything can get in here now. Like, it's just not good. Nobody wants this. I say nobody. I speak for myself.
No, I think the majority, and I think the reason Bob wants it is to prevent from that worse happening.
Yes. I am taking the lesser of two evils right now, if that makes sense.
Yep. And I think you're probably in the right on that.
Yeah. What, normally those playing games start on Monday and Tuesday.
Tuesday, right? They have that Tuesday Dayton round, right?
Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday, and then Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday is your opening rounds.
And usually it's two games, right? Four games total. Now it'll
be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So now how many games are the 12 games. Team? 12 games?
12 games.
Well, 12 more teams. Isn't that what you said?
I said 12 games.
Gotcha. If they're going to add 12 more teams, I don't know how many. That would be six more games, I would imagine. Teams. Yeah.
Yeah, 70. Yeah, 12 game opening round.
A 12 game opening round.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody wants
but
this.
You're right. But both
they're
can be
have
true,
to start
right?
calling it April Madness.
Right. But both can be. Yeah. But it always ends in April. But both can be true. Both can be true. I don't like that they're expanding, but I'm accepting it because I know what the alternative is, and that's the SEC and the Big Ten saying, we're going to take our ball and go elsewhere because we're tired of giving money to these lower schools.
Wusta is all I have to say about that. There is a new regime in Jacksonville. Liam Cohen, obviously the head man over there for the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have him at 3-1. Now, again, very, very soft schedule so far. They are a turnover machine so far in the season, but again, they played Bryce Young, Jake Browning, Mac Jones, and what's the cat from? C.J. Stroud. They are 3-1. They are tied for the lead in the South with the Indianapolis Colts. If you had that on your bingo card, congrats. Yeah. Cash out now. But this is a situation where this is a new team that has made bad quarterbacks miss and turn the ball over, playing a team that is a veteran team that has a smart quarterback, smart head coach, that don't necessarily really turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. That's to me, massive advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs. Another advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs is that maybe with that addition of Xavier Worthy back last week, that kind of expands things as well to keep your offense on the field, keep it cleaner, and keep Jacksonville always guessing and really handle business on Monday night.
Yeah, I think the addition of Xavier Worthy is obviously huge for this organization and huge for this offense because it allows you to do so many different things. And with Jacksonville right now, their opponents have not been good. But remember, Liam Cohen was the guy last year who was the offensive coordinator for Tampa. The difference is I would take Baker Mayfield 10 days over 10 over Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you know, Baker is a gamer in all of those situations. Sure. And what I don't know that Trevor Lawrence is a gamer at this point. I really don't. I don't know what to make of Trevor Lawrence and who he is as a quarterback, if he's going to be any good, or if Liam Cohen is just trying to get through the year and then they're going to bounce from him, even though the contract is, you know, exponentially high for him. So I guess I just don't know what to kind of make of Liam Cohen and Jacksonville. Are they winning? Yeah, they're winning right now, but they're not exactly beating the world beaters. And that's why I'm not concerned about this game from, oh my God, we're going to lose type of standpoint. You always have to be cautious going into an NFL game. But I really think the Chiefs can use this type of game to get even healthier from a mental scoring standpoint than they have been, even after that last game against Baltimore.
Obviously, Rashee Rice will come back in that Week 7 game against the Raiders in Kansas City. And then we'll get to actually finally maybe see this offense in its full force. One thing that kind of stood out to me for the Kansas City Chiefs in this last game against the Baltimore Ravens is they went 4-for-4 on fourth down. So not only is that dangerous for the defense, but that's dangerous for the offense because you get it on first, you get it on fourth down, you continue to move the chains, you continue to move the clock, but you continue to keep your best unit, in my opinion, on the field. I know the defense is solid. This defense has been good. 20 points, 9 points, 20 points, 27 points against good teams in the first 2 weeks as well. But again, when you get the ball to fourth and one, like, there's a reason why we haven't seen Matt Araiza. Like, the Chiefs are playing an offense of four downs or nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, because they believe, now obviously they, well, they did go for it. You know, they didn't go for it a couple weeks back against Philadelphia when they should have. But again, like, we saw it in Philadelphia game right out of the first half, right into the second half. They went for it on fourth down. Like, we are going to see this trend more often with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I love it because it's showing that we always ask, can Andy Reid expand? Can Andy Reid continue to, like, stay one step ahead? We've seen in the last couple of years more of these teams that are dynamic teams going for it on fourth down. Baltimore's been doing it. Detroit's been doing it. The Rams do it. All these teams that have this trust and belief in their quarterback and their offense, on fourth and one, they don't care.
Yeah.
Obviously, Philadelphia will run the tush push and get it every time. But, like, you watch Detroit. How many times do you watch Detroit? A lot, probably, because
they're on a lot, right? Yeah.
And how many times is it fourth and one, fourth and two, and Dan Campbell's like, stay
and
the
they don't
F
care where they are.
And how many times now are we seeing on a fourth and one, Mahomes is like, just bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. And it's more often than not, Kareem Hunt, or you believe that now that you have the addition of Xavier Worthy, which we talk about the addition of Xavier Worthy in this offense, we talk about what Tyreek Hill could do on fourth and one.
Yep.
Quick pass out. That's a money play every time.
Yep.
And that's what I think has made this team kind of wake up a little bit more on offense, is that a lot of teams go into a game, they're like, we got to get it within the first three downs. The Chiefs are like, we're the one in a yard or two. We're going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, and I think that's a good sign.
Depending on where the field marker
is. Like that's really a good sign for Andy evolving and listening to, because, you know, sometimes you get to that certain level. You're Andy Reid, man. Like, you're the greatest of all time, right? Okay, I'll listen to hear what you got to say, but hey, man, I got this thing figured out. I've been doing this for 30 years in the NFL. I think what we saw last week is him starting to maybe listen a little bit more to the guys inside, his trust circle, his coaches, his players and whatnot, because you did see more of a concerted effort to run the football, which I know is something that a lot of people in that organization have wanted them to do for a while now, and a lot of fans have wanted them to do this for a while right now. Is run the football, and they it's like pulling teeth at times to run the football, but they did it last week, and I think last week was one of those Andy's like, all right, fine, we've done it my way for the first couple of weeks, let's try it your guys' way, let's see what we can do. And there was more of a running game added in, there was more, I don't want to use the term aggressiveness because Andy's very aggressive obviously, but the fourth down stuff was kind of new and unique and different and stuff that they didn't do. And I would just look at it and say, if you're not going to trust Patrick Mahomes on fourth and one, then you shouldn't trust anybody else in the NFL on fourth and one. And no matter where you are on the field, you've got the best player in the league right now under center, or, you know, shotgun formation, however it is. You got to trust that guy on fourth and one. If Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce can't convert on fourth and one, who can you really rely on in the NFL to convert on fourth and one?
Because your biggest gripe a lot of times was they can't get 1 yard.
Yeah.
Now they can.
Now then, because you got that, because you've got now Xavier Worthy, it's changed things up a little bit. Look how much easier it was for Kareem Hunt to get that yard. Like, every time it was third and one or fourth one, Kareem Hunt's getting 4 yards. And they were moving like a knife through butter, man. It was just zoom right down the field, zoom right down the field. They needed it. They got it. They picked it up and they moved on. And it was great to watch that ease because they were multidimensional on offense too. You didn't know they're going to run, they're going to pass. They got Xavier Worthy. What can he do? There's so many moving parts on this offense. It just confuses the hell out of defenses.
And imagine when Rashee Rice comes back. Now you have that quick out to Xavier running up the middle, play action with Mahomes, or just, hey, one of the best yak receivers in all of football, just toss him a quick screen pass. He'll get you 2 yards.
Yeah, or Xavier or Rice just cuts across the middle and you just like a slam. Yeah, and just go.
And just, yeah, in space, exactly.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's part of the modern day NFL where, like, oh, third and, you know, like how they, which is kind of ironic because they, you know, it's third down or it's third down. Like, now third down is kind of just like not as scary anymore.
It
right?
really
like,
has changed it. Yeah, you're right.
Like, it used to be like, oh, it's third down. They got to get this. Like, third and eight, if they get it to like a 7 yard gain, it's fourth and one. You're like, oh, they're going for it.
Going
like,
for it.
Almost every time.
Yep.
Now, again, if it's on, you know, in the territory of it's on their 20 yard line, they're not going to, but like 40 yard line, 10 yards till you get to the 50. Fourth and one, you better believe 29 will be in the backfield. You'll have a heavy set. And then not only that, we don't even mention Travis Kelce. This is where Travis
weight
Kelce.
Challenged. Wait, challenged.
Weight challenged, yeah. you know, this is where you see Travis Kelce also thrive at this point in his career. Hey, Trav, 3 yard out route. one that you've got in your bag. They don't know if you're going left or right. It doesn't matter. You just tell me which way you're going. I'll have it there for you. Mm-hmm. And that's an easy pickup. And I think that when you do that, not only are you doing the one thing that the NFL and the league cannot do against the Chiefs, keep the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hand, you're keeping that unit on the other side of the defense rested.
Yep.
And oh, thank God.
The longer they can sit over there, the better it is for everybody. Makes them fresher to rush the quarterback. Three and out, man. I can't go back out there. I was just out there. I just got my ass kicked. I don't want to go back out there, you know, at this point in time. But, you know, I love the options that this offense has. I'd love to know the success rate. And I'll just say the last 5 years, just to keep it simple. The conversion rates on third and fourth and one, or second and one, the and one conversion rates. Like, how many times does the defense actually win and stop an offense on something in one? Third and one, second and one, fourth and one, whatever the down and is, the distance of being one. I wonder what the success rate is of defenses stopping the offenses. I think it's gotten better. I feel like it's gotten better. Like a 1 yard, you know, is no longer a gimme in the NFL. I think it's hard to get that yard in the NFL, but I still want to see what those success rates are and then compare it to what the Chiefs' success rate has been, just to look at that, you know, just to kind of have an idea.
Interesting.
You know, I wonder what the success rate is on something in one in the NFL. What do you think it is? Because it's down? I don't think it's 50%.
I bet it's 35.
Yeah, maybe in the 40s. If you're the Eagles, it's 80.
Well, they take them out of the equation.
They ruin the whole
average. They have, yeah.
Yeah, they're the kids that get the A on the test, so we know the teacher's going to curve it.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, oh, just, thanks, bro.
Just you know.
Yeah, I'm dealing with that now. That's okay. The teacher's going to curve it. You don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know that. Don't do that.
Yeah,
that's a dangerous game.
No. We're not playing this game that the teacher's going to curve it. And then you've got the one child who ruins the curve for everybody, and they get their ass kicked on the playground. Yeah. Monica.
Whose role do you think diminishes more with the addition of Rashee Rice coming in? Because right now, Mac, Travis Kelce leads his team in yak.
Yeah, dude, 120 yards in yak right now, over 30 yards.
Now, one
yards
of them was
more.
That 47-yard, obviously, but you can't take that out of the equation because he did it and he got away with it.
And he looked fast doing it. And he looked good.
We know what Xavier Worthy's routes are. Go deep, catch it, getting tackled immediately. But, hey, you're getting 25, 40 yards on a catch. Hollywood Brown, he's a zone sitter, right? He's going to go find that pocket. He's going to use his speed to get to the area. Stop. Hey, here's number five. Juju Smith-Schuster, the exact same thing.
Yep.
Rashee Rice comes along.
He's the yak guy. He's the athlete. He's the guy that you can get in space. Travis, we've always known as that guy. Lost it a little bit, but now he's got it back. He's on pace for 500 yards after the catch this season. Last year.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Last year was 340. That's a 35% or so increase in yards after the catch for Travis Kelce. His snap percentage is down as well, but his targets are up from last year. He's got one more target in four games this year than he does last year, but he's not playing as much.
Yeah,
but he's not playing as much, which is great. So that means he's being used the same amount, but he's not having to exert as much energy. But then the next...
And they said that going into the season, right?
We love that, right? We load manage.
Yeah, load manage for Travis, but then injuries happen and all of a sudden, you know, because I guarantee you what we saw last week was what we were supposed to see in Brazil.
It's exactly what we were supposed to see. And you mentioned circumstance. All that went to crap last year with Pacheco, with Rice, everyone down, right?
Right.
The first four games, I mentioned 21 targets last year. The next four games for Travis Kelce, 43 targets.
That's after Rice went down.
Yes, that's right after Rice went down. Everything changed. I mean, it was 12 targets, 16 targets in a game for Travis Kelce at 35 years old and playing over 80% of the snaps. He has not played over 80% of the snaps but one time this season. He did all but once last year in the first four games. So he was playing 85, 90% of the snaps.
Which game did he do the 80%? The first one?
First one. Yeah. In Brazil, played 84% of the snaps. Other than that, he's under 80% in each game, but he's still getting those targets. He's going to be fresh. And this is, again, without Rice being that athlete in space, we have Xavier and Tyquan now taking the top off. Dude, Kelsey's been doubled and bracketed this year and is still being able to do this with all those guys back and this offensive line getting healthier. He's going to have green grass ahead of him, man. He looks good.
Well, but the thing is, he's washed, as Robin Carrington have said.
My bad.
So what you just said, that he's not washed, right?
This guy's not washed at all.
Not
he looks
at all,
better.
No.
I know there have been the mishaps, and I have been one of the big ones harping on him, and he was a big portion of the reason they did lose one or two of those first two games.
No question.
Was, yeah. But him as an athlete in space catching the football, I'm not going to say he's back to 2021 Kelce, but he's better than he was last year. That's for damn sure.
Whose role diminishes more, Thornton's or Juju's with the addition?
I would hope it's Juju's. Hopefully, but again,
Thornton had one catch in this game last week.
No, you're right. And Juju had like five.
Yeah, Juju's that possession receiver.
He's Rice. Yeah, he's Rice without Rice.
Yeah,
and we'll have Rice back. So you'll. Yeah, I hope it's Tyquan. But that's a good question. Mahomes trusts Juju,
and he trusts Tyquan though too. I mean, that's the other thing. Like he trusts Tyquan Thornton to go out there and catch the ball. I mean, you know, Jay Binkley was talking about it yesterday with us when he said, he goes, I heard these guys talking, you know, in June and July about this guy. And he goes, I knew that they had kind of, you know, built that trust with Tyquan Thornton. So whose numbers are going to go down? I always say, I don't care. As long as they score touchdowns, let's get it. And everybody's happy, right? Like this is not a group of wide receivers / running backs / tight ends that are sitting around going, feed me, right? Like they're not that type of player. That's why this works here in Kansas City. Because you don't have that Tyreek Hill diva or, you know, wide receiver diva that's out there wanting the ball all the time and complaining about the touches and, you know, get me the damn ball, as Keyshawn Johnson used to say, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We got a lot of athletes, a lot of good football players on this team, and you have to be the right football player to play in Kansas City. You have to focus on what's important, and that's winning a championship. Not you, not your numbers, not your fantasy stats. It's all about helping this team win. And if you go out there and get one target, but it's a big third down conversion, you've done your job for that day. And that's what Dayton Moore always used to say. Do one thing each day to help your team win. And if you're Juju Smith-Schuster and the only play you make is a 3rd and 5 and you get 6 yards and pick up a first down, you've done one thing that day to help your team win. Or even if you're Juju Smith-Schuster and you're downfield and you throw a block, and I hate the wide receiver tight end blocking stuff because it drives me nuts, because that's when they try to tell you Travis isn't as good as everybody else because it blocked.
Ridiculous.
Kiss my ass on that one. I don't care. But if he makes a key block down the field and you spring somebody for a touchdown, that's one thing to help your team win. And they've gotten everybody to buy into that here in Kansas City. I don't know how many other NFL teams get their guys to buy in. You can't even say Buffalo because James Cook was holding out at the beginning of the year for all of that. So it's very rare to see this. And the cool thing is you're not going to hear one complaint. And if you do, that person's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to Miami.
Right, see you later.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I love that when our team scores or when a team gets a first down, you see all the other wide receivers or all the other skill positions.
BBL stinky.
Yep, BBL stinky dance together. That's just, it's a team, man. They want to see everyone else succeed.
Yeah, and it's rare in sports because you've got ego.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Look, be honest with you, everybody's driven by money, right? The more catches I get, the more money I make, the bonuses I'm going to hit, the bigger contract I can get. Oh, the 53 guys here in Kansas City, we just want to win a Super Bowl, man. It'll take care of itself. How they've been able to do that is remarkable. And the reason is, it is Andy, but it's Patrick Mahomes as well, too, buying into all that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.